Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Came back 6 years later.
Good job, bud.
Yeah, he's back doing the same stuff. Hopefully not with credit cards, though.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Urban Meyer? Urban Meyer is in trouble. Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan ripped his own coach on Tuesday, calling a video of his sideline leader and a woman dancing with him inexcusable conduct. Urban Meyer, who's winless through four games as a rookie head coach in the NFL, was forced to apologize for a video that emerged over the weekend of him at an Ohio bar with a woman who is not his wife.
Now, hold on.
Dancing very closely.
Okay, sure. It's not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But excuse me, Mr. Rakshan, whatever your name is, right?
Shad Khan.
How is that inappropriate for you? You're the owner of a football team. You employ him to coach your football team. Now, does that make him a crappy husband? Oh, yeah. But that's private life. If he's a crappy husband, he's a crappy husband.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not like he didn't know that Urban Meyer is perhaps not the best guy
in
the world.
He's a scumbag. Always has been.
He helped cover up for a former coach of his in a domestic abuse situation.
Yeah, he also covered up for Aaron Hernandez more than once.
Yes, covered up for Aaron Hernandez. So he has a a reputation, if you will.
You can look at his face. He's got douchebag written all over his face. You know, you see guys like Urban Meyer in public and you go, wow, that guy's a douche. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he's a guy that lights a cigar up to take a poop in the morning. He is a douche.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. And he tried to play it down, and then another video surfaced where he's got his hands all up in this girl's crevice and her butt, right? And I tweeted that out, too. I said, this looks like classic sleight of hand move here. Nobody's paying attention to how crappy of a coach he is while he's got his fingers in a lady's butt. And I really think that's the whole thing here. I think it's propaganda. I think nobody's talking about them being 0-4 and sucking out loud. They're talking about him with this, his wandering hands on this college girl.
That's a rough thing. If you're a person of note, you know, in the world, you can't really get away with anything in public. You have to do all your dirty business. You have to arrange it in a private matter. And even then, if you have a cell phone text or something like that, you're still effed.
It's just one of these things, though. It's like when, Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was, you know, getting handies down at that, you know, massage parlor in Boca Raton. You know, everybody's like, oh, my God, force him to sell the team. He's an animal. No, he's an old man that's lucky enough to still get boners and wants people to touch him. You know what I mean? I mean, the only argument there was possibly, you know, that they were dealing with, you know, human trafficking or whatever. That's not, he doesn't know that. Like,
yeah.
And the ladies that were touching his ding dong, they weren't human trafficked. They were been around for 30 years doing it. They were going to parties with the Patriots and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were entrepreneurs.
Right.
Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah. Urban Meyer. Oh, out of line. Don't judge him for being a bad husband. You need to be judging him for being 0-4.
You need to judge him also for being stupid enough to do this at a club.
Perhaps. But I don't like it when people step in and start judging you on something that is completely.
Oh, you don't think Shad Khan is doing some shady stuff?
Come on. He's a billionaire. He better be banging broads.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be disappointed.
He continued in his statement that I appreciate Urban's remorse, which I believe is sincere.
Oh, yeah, because he got caught.
Now we must regain our trust and respect.
By the way, that was after a game up there, right, in Cincinnati. He didn't fly back on the team plane.
Mm-hmm.
So he banged that girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, we live in a perverted time, to say the least. Maybe he's got an arrangement with his wife.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just in a loveless marriage. Dude, the last... I don't think I've ever talked about this on air, but the last 2 years of my marriage, we were just living together. She hated my guts. We didn't have sex, anything like that. She said we were only together, you know, to raise Zane together, even though she was only a stepmom. And it got to the point where she's like, I'm not... You know, I don't love you. I'm not with you. We're just roommates. So I went out and started seeing other people. And then she got mad. Started screaming adultery. I'm like,
I mean, technically she's right.
I know, technically, Will, but you know, if vagina is water, my ding dong was thirsty.
But it's not.
Dying of thirst.
That's the thing, it's not.
It was thirsty. I was in the Sahara Desert with him.
I mean, I wouldn't say common, but it definitely is a thing that I've heard of before where people go, okay, I'm not horny anymore. If you want to go get your freak on.
I've heard that too, yeah.
You know, and just we'll be, you know, in a marriage together.
Yeah.
But you can go bang chicks and stuff.
Or maybe she's like, you know what? I know you're a scumbag, but you're also a millionaire.
Maybe he signed a prenup with her and she doesn't want to divorce him because right. She'll have to give up that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, well, this is the sacrifice that I'll have to make. You can be a scumbag and,
yeah.
You know, I'll get a Gucci purse.
If I was with somebody for 20, 30 years and they were making, you know, $10 million a year, and they, you know, and they're like, yeah, we'll go to the bar and, you know, put my fingers in somebody's butt. I'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good time.
I mean, that's
call me if you need a ride home.
That is a thing. And, you know, you don't know his situation. And, you know, I don't know why the owner is getting so involved. Does he have to make a statement about this? I would just say,
no.
Yeah, that's between him and his wife. I don't know.
That I would respect that from Shaq Khan way more if he said.
Shaka Khan?
Yeah, if he said. Look, I'm concerned about him as the coach of my football team that's struggling right now. I'll let him handle his personal life.
Yeah.
If you'd like to talk to me about Jacksonville Jaguars stuff,
yeah.
Then I will comment.
Yeah, you know, and I understand the owner's point of view on this, probably because he's thinking, if I don't make a statement on this, some journalist is going to be like, you allow women to be degraded and you don't say anything about it. And then if you say no comment.
And how was the lady degraded? She was riding.
They'll find some way.
She was bouncing her butt on him.
You understand they'll find some framing about this.
Well, they can find it all they want. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, Will.
Yeah, they'll do what they want. So he's getting out in front of it, making a statement now that he's a scumbag, so they can't, when they you know, ring his doorbell and say, do you have any comment about, or he goes, I already released a statement. And then you can just point to that and
uh-huh.
Be it.
Yeah, get away.
But yeah, you shouldn't have to comment on it.
I know.
It's silly.
Yep. I'm just glad Bruce Arians, you know,
don't jinx it now. Don't put it out in the ether.
Putting his fingers in butts and
hey.
Stuff.
Hey.
Weirdo.
Hey.
He's smarter.
Hey.
He'd be like, everybody put your cell phones down. Daddy's about to get crazy with his hands.
A $1 trillion platinum coin could be minted within hours of the Treasury Secretary's decision to do so.
Hmm.
Philip Deal, former director of United States Mint, tells Axios. Now, why is this important? Congressional solutions to the debt ceiling problem could take weeks to implement, especially if the reconciliation process is used and time is running out. In case of emergency, a $1 trillion coin could be deployed to bridge any gap between the money running out and the debt ceiling being raised. This is above my
nothing makes sense
rate.
Anymore.
But it doesn't sound. I only bring this up because this doesn't really sound like something a healthy regime would do.
No,
this is what didn't what's the African country Rwanda or something print like $1 trillion notes?
Yeah,
and just circulate them. Around. It sounds like that's what we're doing here. Didn't work out.
Dude, I was looking in last night. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole on how to create my own NFTs.
Yeah.
And that's way less crazy than this. I don't get it.
It's not good.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich.
Mm.
And a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.